The next sim is entitled Din Mayim Achronim. The Mechaber begins by saying the words that Mayim Achronim Chova. That it's an obligation for a person before benching to wash their hands. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah provides two reasons for this. Atam, Mishum Shahayadayim, Muzuhamo Yusein, Min Hachila, Upsoilus Lebroch, because you're busy eating your meal and your hands are filthy by touching the food. It's not proper for a person to make a bracha to bench in such a manner. He says, "Afil kishein yadav mizohamois klal min hachil." In the event that a person, their hands are not really dirty at all, gam kein chibuch hazal v'netilas mayim achronim. They provide another reason why a person should still wash before benching. V'hum ibnech shash melech sedomus. There's a possibility of on your hands. There's this type of salt. The bechol suda halu nimsa melech. After all your meals have salt. The ish lochush, we are very much afraid. Shema ma'ore behen ma'ad me'melech sedomus. Shemasami einayim l'mishen nogeya ba bi'acher kach yigo be'enav. It's very possible that without washing your hands and you may touch your eyes, it could cause some serious damage. And because of that sakana, even though it doesn't sound like really this is a kana so much nowadays, nonetheless, that is the second reason provided by the Mishnah Berurah why we have Mayim Achronim. The Mechaber then continues and discusses some of its halachos. Mayim Achronim enotlin al gabi karka elo bekeli mipnei ruach ra sheshar aleihem. Now, when a person washes, we use a kli, we pour into another vessel, so it should catch this water, which is spiritually contaminated, if you will. And he says it should not be poured on the ground. We may find some people that do so. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the issue is that a person would walk over this Mayim Achronim, which is contaminated. That's something which also provided some type of a sakana. However, he says, "V'makom shein ovrim sham," in a place where people don't walk, "yichol litol al gam yakarki," you're certainly allowed to pour the Mayim Achronim on that type of a floor. Therefore, you may find that there are those who will wash Mayim Achronim by pouring the water directly onto the floor, but it's under the table. And even though maybe after the meal, maybe an hour later, a custodian will come and move all the tables around, by that time, those little drops of water which were on the floor have already dried up and no longer is there an issue, and therefore that's not a problem. Then he tells us the Ein Sarach Litol El Ad Perek Sheni Shel Etzbaos. The requirement of Mayim Achronim is not like Mayim Rishonim before Hamotzi, but rather a person should just make sure that they wash up until the second joint of their fingers. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us when it comes to thumbs, of course, we don't have two joints, so it should at least be up to the first one. But he tells us, it's a very not a good thing that the things that I see, Hamas Asher Isi, Sheisha Nashim Asher Hema Zahirim Metilas Mayim Achronim. I do see people that are meticulous in this mitzvah, however. Einam Yotzim Chovas Hadin Klau Klau. They're not really accomplishing a whole lot. Einam Nosin Ki'im Eze Tipim Mayim Arashe Hetzbaos. All they're doing is a little drop or two touching the very tips of their fingers. It doesn't even reach to the very first joint of one's fingers. Therefore, that's something which is not the way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Mayim Achronim, which, as we just said, it should be more up to the second joint. The Mechaber then continues and says, "Ein mevarchin shum bracha al Mayim Achronim." We know, of course, unlike al Netilas Yadayim, before we have bread, when it comes to Mayim Achronim, there's no bracha. And the reason is because the whole issue of washing of Mayim Achronim is because of sakana. And says the Mishnah Berurah, "She'ein mevarchin al shmira mishar sakanos." We don't make a bracha on something in which it's a preventative measure from a person being in some type of a danger. Then the Mechaber tells us that Yesh Omrim Shemayim Achronim Einan Srichin Nigu, that there are those that say that after your hands are wet after washing your hands, you don't have to dry them. However, he brings down the Rambam that says, that really, a person should make sure after they have washed my achronim, should also be dried. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, even if maybe you don't hold like the Rambam, but certainly it's better to hold like all of these poskim and to dry your hands before benching. Mayim achronim notlim b'chol minei mashkim. Shulchan Aruch tells us that a person could really use any liquid, and he says afilu shemen dvash cholav chutz meyayim mei chashiv uso. Wine is the exception, but the Mishnah also tells us doesn't mean you can have bottles of water all over the place and you just want to show off that you know this halacha. He says that this whole halacha is mayim be'ein lo mayim kiim mashkim. According to the words of the Prima Gadim, that's only if there is no water available. That's the only time that this halacha kicks in. Now, after Mayim Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'sarach l'zahir shol hasik bein hanatila v'birchas ha-mazon v'yafil b'divri Torah, that after a person washes their Mayim Achronim, a person should immediately bench, and they should not be engaged in any conversation which includes even Divrei Torah, quoting the words of the Bach in the name of the Arizal. And on this, the Piskei Tshuvos explains that what would happen in the event that a person did not, let's say, on Shabbos say Shir HaMalos, you washed my Machronim. So he quotes the words of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and he says that in that situation, you would, of course, say Shir HaMalos, and then you should afterwards wash my Machronim a second time. He says, V'chein, im shachach lomer divrei Torah lo shulchan, umin hago tamid, and your custom is to learn Torah at the shulchan, and you already wash mayim achronim. So he says, yikayim min hago, gam acher shenatol mayim achronim, even though we say you're not really supposed to talk, or even divrei Torah, but if your minhag is to learn Torah, or if you wish to learn Torah, then do so. However, v'yitol yadav shuv, a person should then wash mayim achronim another time. But the last halacha, which I didn't do yet, which is the last one we're going to see today, is also found in the Shulchan Aruch. And he says as follows, which is really one of the last words of the Mechaber. He says, Yesh she'ein nohagin litol mayim achronim. There are some people that do not wash, or not makbid when it comes to washing this mayim achronim. And he says why, the Mishnah Berurah does. He says, V'nei she'ein melech sedomis mutsuya b'neinu. We have this whole idea of this melech sedomis. What exactly is this? Made in Israel. What is this type of salt? We don't have it anymore. So therefore, that rule doesn't apply. That reason doesn't apply. There's no sakana anymore of melech sedomis. And therefore, that's not an issue. Mishum yadayim mezuhamos ein choshen. The fact that your hands are dirty, that's also something which you're not as particular with, especially that we are more adept to using utensils, right? We don't eat with our hands as much. Therefore, our hands are probably going to be clean. However, he concludes that according to the words of the Gra, Tzarech litol gam ha'idna, doesn't care, so you still have to wash. V'chein kasa magin avram, m'shem ha'mekubalim, the whole adam yizahar b'mayim achronim. V'chein hichmer ha'marshal, v'chein kasa b'derech Yosef. He quotes numerous poskim that says we should still be machmir, we should still be strict in washing mayim achronim. The question is why? If again, if there's no real inyan, then why is it necessary to wash mayim achronim? So I conclude with the following thought. Even though it's true, there's no idea of actual melech sedomis. If we would have such salt, we wouldn't really know what it is. But as we discussed a little bit last week, there's an inyan to make sure that you have bread on your table before you bench. And the reason for that, as we brought down, one of the reasons, in addition to the inyan of having a bracha, but also is if someone would knock on your door and that when they would need something, there'd be an ani, a person who's in need, you'd be able to easily grab the bread off your table and to help that person. And therefore, possibly, as some people explain, the symbolism of melech sedomis doesn't just actually mean the salt, but it means the attitude of what Sodom was and what they represented. Sodom, as we know, is famous for their lack of hospitality. And therefore, to wash that off of our fingers is something which could very well be nogeh as well, that even though we may not actually have Sodom, unfortunately there are people that are not careful in the mitzvah, achnasas arach, and helping aniyim, and therefore that's something in which we should be careful to make sure that we are cautious.